Hello, I'm Ray, G4NSJ, Top Band. I remember Top Band in the 1960s when I was a mere teenage lad. Fantastic. There were always Top Band nets going on. Of course, aerials have always been a problem because of the length. Not many of us can fit in a half-wave dipole for Top Band. What's that, 264 feet or something daft? We just haven't got the sort of land, the real estate, to put that kind of aerial in. An end-fed aerial is the best most of us can do, and even an end-fed with a very short length, you can get some pretty good results. Okay, you may not work DX if you've only got 50 feet of end-fed, but you can certainly have local nets. We used to have a lot of local nets here in the UK on Top Band, down on the south coast where I am. Every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, AM Top Band net. People used to use old 19 sets and military gear. I think there's still, there is still a Top Band net on 1980. That's Wednesday evenings here in Worthing on the south coast. 1980 kilohertz, seven is it, or half seven? And they use AM, which is good. And some of them do use the old, well, the Kodar 85 transmitter, all that kind of stuff. It's great. I listen on my Marconi CR100 sometimes. I've also got a low HF-150. Anyway, enough waffling. Top Band is terrific, even though now we are plagued with noise from goodness knows what. Do you know, in the old days on Top Band, if my S-meter or my old FT-101, remember the Yaesu FT-101B I had? If the S-meter on Top Band read about 2, S2, the band was noisy. How about that? If it reads S9 now, it's quiet. Normal is 20 over 9 of noise. Oh, that's right. The band's in reasonable shape. Isn't it dreadful, all this cheap stuff that's flooded the world and wiped out the amateur bands? Anyway, hope you enjoy the webpage. I'll be adding more to it as and when I can. And don't give up on Top Band. You know, even if you live in an apartment, a flat, chuck a bit of wire out the window. You'll certainly be able to work people locally, if nothing else. 7-3. Cheers for now.